Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Philip Frechette is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Philip is the founder of JCS Process and Control Engineering Systems. He's the chief technical officer at the Millisecond Technology Corporation and a board member over there, too. He's one of the pioneers in the development of set product standardization, and it's et cetera, especially in the area of food, quality, making food safer. And he's here to talk to us about a new system of pasteurization, especially for milk. And I wanted you to hear about this. Philip Frechette, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So,
glad to be here.
So let's talk about the state of milk first. Let's make sure that, because, you know, you got a lot of people, if you ask a lot of kids where did milk come from, they say, well, it's out of the plastic bottle in the refrigerator. That's what they tell you. If they, you know, that's where they think milk comes from. But and I'm not kidding, folks. That's just, you know that to be true. But of course, milk comes from cows. At least most of the milk we drink. I actually drank goat milk when I was a kid. I don't know if you've ever had goat's milk, Philip, but I have. Anyway. Milk comes from cows. I milked cows when I was growing up on the farm many times, many days in the year for several years. And we drank that milk raw. I milked it. We brought it in. We put it in. We strained it through a cloth and put it in the refrigerator. And we drank it with a head of cream on it. Philip, what was anything wrong with that?
Well, milk is inside of the udder is sterile. I mean, but once it goes through the udder and after calves are born and cows are milking, they get build up in their udders, which can create soreness, and then white blood cells go to those areas.
Right.
Some of the milking parlors overmilk their
cows. We call that milk fever, and you watch for that. You make sure you don't let your cows get into that kind of a problem if you're managing your herd.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, a milking parlor, the cows are in there, so the cleanliness sometimes when you hook up a machine today to suck the milk, not like when you were doing it with your hands, but the machine sucks milk out of the cow and that cow gets a pulsing udder, and it gets the urge to go as soon as that happens, and it goes all over everything.
Yep.
So that's difficult to keep milking parlors clean, although there's a concerted effort to do that. But milk is very sensitive to contamination, and one of the major problems with the United States in the past was tuberculosis caused by drinking
right.
raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
So today we don't have tuberculosis centers, but when I was a kid, there were a lot of them.
That's right.
And so it's really not a good idea to drink raw milk.
I remember Philip, when I was growing up. I mean, if I milked a gallon of milk today, we drank it. We had a big family. We drank it within 24 hours. You know, it didn't last long. It didn't.
Right.
It was in the refrigerator, and I was always very careful to make sure everything was clean and everything. You go to great lengths to do that when you're milking cows. But I remember my aunt had a little portable pasteurization machine. It looked like it was about as big as a microwave, maybe a little smaller even. And she would pour, I don't remember how much, a half gallon or so. She could pasteurize that, and she did. They milked cows too, but they pasteurized their milk. Have you ever seen one of those little things, those little home products?
No, but I've seen a lot of small pasteurizers in the laboratories and
yeah.
in the university.
Probably the same thing. So you mentioned that some of the challenges, some of the contamination problems. I can see all kinds of reasons if you don't take good care that raw milk could be a problem. So, of course, it's not just a matter of the of the diseases, but also the length of time that the milk is viable, right? You got that issue. Transportation.
Yeah, that's true. The milk, just raw milk out, is pasteurized. They call fresh milk is pasteurized at 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and it stays fresh for 13 days.
Mm-hmm.
So most state code is 13 days on fresh milk. Some extra activity has been done to try to push that out to 20 days and with various degrees of success by just really being super careful and controlling the contamination. But pasteurization generally does a 3 to 4 log kill on the microorganisms, where ultra-pasteurization does a 9 or 10 log kill, but it takes 281 degrees Fahrenheit
right.
to do that. And
does that change milk when it gets that hot?
Yeah, milk at 180 degrees to 220 degrees starts denaturing proteins and
right.
affecting the quality of the milk.
Right.
So
well,
go
you
all
know,
the way to 288, you can imagine.
Right, of course. And and by the way, folks, we need, in case you don't know, pasteurization and homogenization are two different things. Homogenization is where they just make sure that the butter fat is dispersed and diluted and distributed equally around the milk. It doesn't come back and recoalesce as butter. That's what homogenization does. So you got a problem with milk in other countries. Being able to have milk to be safe and to be useful in other countries, you also have a problem with that. And so now comes this new process that you're here to report on. It's called MPS, right? MST.
It's called MST, right, millisecond technology. Because in 1 millisecond, you do a 6-log kill.
Wow. Is it a heat process?
Well, it does not heat the product any hotter than does regular pasteurization. In fact, it can heat the product less than regular pasteurization, excepting that there are laws of the United States as to the minimum temperature which you can process milk. So we have to go to at least that level. But we don't exceed that level because we actually have killed everything before
quickly, what is MST? What's the advantage of MST? It makes the milk last longer?
Well, you're killing more microorganisms.
Right. So, folks, MST, a new form. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how this application works and not just for milk. Philip Frechette and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.